Good morning to the man who knows all about tally. It is Steve Moll from Decider TV. Chips playing in the background, mate.
I know, look, it takes me back, mate. Me and my brother getting on our BMXs, cruising around the neighbourhood with playing cards pegged to our spokes.
Oh, what a show it was. And now, these days, the only thing you have in common with chips is you love eating them, I imagine.
100%.
Okay, Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox bringing some memories back. Mate, what's happening in the world of tally?
No, but there's heaps going on. And just in case, like, I don't know if you've heard, the Royals have arrived.
Oh, have they?
I know, Prince Harry and Meghan are here. It's all happening. Oh, and dear. Look, yes. You know, we go into a bit of a fluff and worry when all of that sort of stuff happens. No more so than the breakfast TV shows. We saw Sunrise and Today yesterday breathlessly covering the arrival of their plane, seeing them walk out of Sydney Airport, all of those sorts of things, which in itself, fine, it's not news, but it's something that happened. The dangerous part is that they followed the wrong plane for an hour. So they were expecting them to fly in on a British Airways plane, and from 6 o'clock they were watching that, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we checked the Sydney Airport. They're coming on that Qantas plane that's landing now.
Ah, dear, mate. Well, nice little decoy there. Obviously, that was planned by Buckingham Palace to throw everybody off. That's exactly what they did.
Let's say that was the thing.
Now, Mulkey, they're at the zoo today. Do you think the animals are going to be a bit jealous, saying, hey, what about me over here? I'm in the cage. These people are walking around. Everyone's looking at them. What's going on?
Look, I'm sure a koala will get a cuddle or something will happen. There'll be a royal moment that photographers will go absolutely nuts over. Yeah. The real reason that Prince Harry and Meghan are in town, of course, is to be here for the Invictus Games, which kicks off on Saturday night.
Sure.
It's been covered for a whole week by the ABC.
Right.
And there's lots of Invictus Games themed shows. For example, Catalyst tonight is about bionic humans and the kind of medical advances around that. This is a really great opportunity to see some really great returned servicemen and women who have been through a bit of a rough trough, get out there and compete and do some amazing things on the sporting field.
Yeah, absolutely. So that will be covered. That's great news. As you say, that is actually why they're here. But we're obviously hosting the Royals on Fraser Island next Monday, which is a pretty big deal for our region too, so if it puts us out there.
That's right, big emu parade this weekend.
Indeed. Everybody, pick up your papers. Quick, the Royals are coming. Now, mate, other things happening than the Royals, of course, are shows on telly that we should be watching. Just quickly, The Good Place on Netflix, Series 3. When are they getting out of Australia, mate? Because I'm just about done with the whole Aussie thing. I'm sorry.
Well, we don't know yet, and there is some great fan theory that, in fact, the reason why the Australian accents are so bad is because they're actually in another bad place. And that might be part of the hook. We'll see. Certainly, they're not afraid of reinventing the show, even mid-season, and I love that about The Good Place. It's great watching on Netflix.
It is, absolutely. Maybe it's the bad accent place. I don't know.
It could be. That's enough. Maybe we're in the bad place. It's a very funny show. Look, if you're after some other interesting stuff, look, dating is back in vogue, did you know, Andrew? And last night on Channel 10, Blind Date kicked off, hosted by Julia Morris, and it was a thing that lasted for an hour, and she's great, and it was very much dating.
Okay, so what you're saying is Julia was great. It took up an hour of your time, though, is that right?
Sure did.
Okay, all right. So, and look, you've got to feel sorry for someone like Julia Morris, very talented. She certainly has a lot of appeal. She's a funny lady, but when you're dealing with a product which maybe is not that great, it's a bit hard to make it work, isn't it?
Mate, she's worked very hard to turn that pig's ear into a silk purse. The good thing is that she'll rise above it. She's also got two other shows coming down the pipe. So it's not like she's resting her entire hopes on this one thing.
Right, okay. All right, mate, apart from something we shouldn't be watching, Blind Date, what should we be watching?
Look, keep your eyes peeled. This Wednesday night, Channel 9 announced their 2019 upfronts. And I'll be going down on location in Sydney to cover that for Decider TV and the podcast, TV Black Box.
Right.
We'll have a very special episode out Thursday morning to talk about all of the announcements that Nine will drop on Wednesday. And at this point, they're expected just to give us more of the same because it's been going so well for them. More Married at First Sight, more The Block, more Family Food Fight, more of those sorts of things. So it'll be interesting to see how that stacks up. And they're also the first network out of the blocks to do that this year.
Okay, fantastic. Now, there was a question I wanted to ask you too. Nolan Gould has said, from Modern Family, of course, he plays the young Dunphy, said someone's going to be killed off in season 10. Do you have any idea, any inside knowledge as to who's going to go from the show?
Look, I couldn't reveal it because spoilers are part of my stock in trade, but I will say they have more than two legs.
Oh, more than two legs?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll take that away with us. Thanks for that, Steve. Hey, listen, mate. Obviously, Channel 7 are going to go berserk next Monday too with the Royal visit on Fraser. They'll be having back to back coverage there.
Yeah, everybody's rolling coverage. Certainly, 7 are going nuts. And then I think it's 10 o'clock on Monday night. They're doing a special wrap of the Royals' time in Queensland.
Fantastic. Can't wait. All right, my boy. DecidedTV.com, of course. And you're on the telly, too, with the TV Black Box.
That's right. It's the best place to be. If you listen to podcasts, we have everything you need to know about the Australian TV industry every week. TV Black Box on iTunes and in your podcast feed.
Okay, mate. Look, I sold you short before. You are our very own Eric Estrada.
I always thought I was Larry Wilcox.
Oh, well, doesn't matter. You're a chip anyway. Hey, have a good one, Steve.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye.